This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. One of the steps taken during this coronavirus pandemic were restrictions announced last week on the border between the United States and Canada. The border has long been a place where traffic is relatively free-flowing, but now it's essential travel only. And to help us understand more is Brandon Lee, the Consul General of Canada in Seattle. Mr. Lee, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for having me.
I want to start with Point Roberts, Washington, which is part of Whatcom County, but you have to go through British Columbia to get to it. What can you say right now about getting in and out of Point Roberts in particular?
I think our Deputy Prime Minister said it best, and she said that all residents, if it's essential travel, can certainly travel back and forth. She actually referenced Point Roberts and Campobello, which is the opposite situation to Point Roberts on the East Coast.
So those two places have very particular situations, but let's zoom out a bit if we can. There's a lot of commerce and travel across the border between Washington State and British Columbia. Can you speak to how much? What do we know about trade flowing across our little section of the border here in the Northwest?
If, as you say, if we zoom out, if we look at the Canada-U.S. relationship, there is almost $3 billion worth of trade that we do on a regular basis. We have almost 400,000 people that cross the border each day. And our society here is completely integrated. When you look at our culture, our values, this border is almost a political artificial one because the values on this West Coast are so closely shared between our peoples.
Can you give us an outline of what specifically is still allowed? And I ask because we heard a story earlier from our reporter in Vancouver who talked with a Canadian who lives a couple blocks from the border, runs stores on the U.S. side, said she couldn't get to her business or was worried that she couldn't get to her business.
I think there are two main considerations. If we zone in on this word essential, the list that I've seen, these lists go anywhere from 15. I've seen one that's 18 pages long because every job, every sector has different types of jobs and different types of functions. So another way to look at this is any travel that is optional or discretionary, tourism, recreation, entertainment, these kinds of activities are no longer allowed. The second consideration also is that our border officers, they are the ones that have the final decision because, you know, each case is different, each person is different. From a policy perspective, we've given broad, clear direction, and that specific individual decisions will be taken by the border officers.
As Consul General of Canada in Seattle, I know your job involves providing services for Canadians who are in this part of the United States. What does that usually entail, and how has it changed now?
A consulate is very similar to what an embassy offers in the Canadian system. We provide all visa, passport, and consular assistance. But then we also work with businesses, Canadian businesses wanting to export, to American businesses wanting to come back and establish a presence or do business in Canada. And then also we have a third major piece that's our foreign policy and diplomacy efforts. But the second part of your question, how has that changed, is I've decided to order the entire consulate to work from home, except the staff providing services to Canadians. Before the border was closed, we had quite a lot of activity, a number of Canadians, every situation being different, wanting help getting back to Canada.
How are you doing? I gather we're talking to you at home today.
That's right. My wife, she's also working from home, and in fact, we're enjoying seeing each other much more. She's quite busy herself. And the main person who's really benefiting is our dog, having both of us around all day.
Mr. Lee, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Ed.